Mahayana Buddhism. Buddhism refers to the teachings of the Buddha Sakyamuni, being the most virtuous and comprehensive education of all living beings. The founder of Buddhism, Buddha Sakyamuni, we can understand like a volunteer social educator. After achieving supreme enlightenment or nirvana under the Bodhi tree, he said, "Alas, alas, all living things have the Tathagata, the supreme wisdom, or the Buddha mind. It is only due to their persistent delusions that they have forgotten it. Since the Buddha realized that sufferings come from delusion and ignorance of the truth of the universe, he devoted his entire life to educating others so as to impart the truth to every being in the universe. He taught without rest for 49 years, helping all living beings in the universe break free of delusion and find happiness, awakening their minds to their own supreme wisdom of their inner nature." So why did Prince Buddha Sakyamuni decide to give up his throne, become a monastic, and seek Buddhahood? Second, how did he achieve this supreme wisdom that could help everyone end suffering and achieve real happiness? Third, after attaining enlightenment, how did he teach? What was the order and method of study he taught in his 49 years of teaching? Here, we will take a closer look. Explanation of the Three Refugees. Buddhism is the education of truth, virtue, beauty, and wisdom. Buddha Sakyamuni taught us that paying respects to the three refugees is the first step in studying Buddhism's guiding principles. An explanation of the three refugees. Buddhism is the education of truth, virtue, beauty, and wisdom. Buddha Sakyamuni taught us that paying respects to the three refugees is the first step in studying Buddhism's guiding principles. The three refugees include: Number 1. Being enlightened rather than deluded. Returning from a state of delusion to the refugee of our innate enlightenment is termed taking refuge in the Buddha. Number 2. Correct rather than deviated views. Rectifying incorrect understanding and views is termed taking refuge in the Dharma. The Dharma means proper views and understanding. Number 3. Pure rather than polluted. Renouncing all contamination from the innate purity of the mind is termed taking refuge in the Sangha. The Sangha refers to purity and harmony. Thus, Buddhism involves cultivating our enlightened nature, correcting our understanding, and achieving purity of mind. These three refugees are what we return to and rely on. The three conditions of Pure Land Buddhism and the four great vows. The four great vows are: living beings are innumerable. I vow to help them all.
Afflictions are inexhaustible.
I vow to end them all. Ways to practice the Dharma are boundless. I vow to study them all. Enlightenment is unsurpassable, the highest level. I vow to attain it. Of the four vows, the first vow is fundamental. Living beings are innumerable. I vow to help them all. This means to develop the great Bodhi mind, to unconditionally help living beings cease suffering and attain happiness by following the Buddha's teachings, therefore helping oneself and others become enlightened. This is also the vow of Pure Land Buddhism's Amitabha Buddha, for all to become Buddhas. All to become Buddhas reflects the notion of all phenomena being part of one and the same entity. From this one entity arises compassion, a true and wise love. Compassion is practiced through the three conditions of Pure Land Buddhism, which are the roots and foundation of successful Buddhist practice. All Buddhas practice according to the three conditions to attain enlightenment. In these conditions, the opening phrases, to be filial to and care for one's parents, and to be respectful to and serve one's teachers and elders, are the first steps. They are the beginning of Buddhist education and also its completion. The multitude of Buddhist teachings simply elaborate on the practice of those phrases. Therefore, learning Buddhism is about loving and honoring parents and being respectful to teachers, and on perfection of such practice, one becomes a Buddha. The rest of the three conditions are specific examples of loving and honoring parents and being respectful to teachers. the cultural treasure trove of humanity, the Qianlong Buddhist Canon. The Qianlong Buddhist Canon, also known as the Buddhist Canon of the Qing Dynasty, is the official engraving of Chinese Buddhist Canon of the Qing Dynasty. It was also known as the Dragon Canon, as the page margins included a dragon design. The engraving commenced in the 11th year of the reign of Emperor Qianlong. It is one of the most significant court engravings of the Buddhist canon in China's history. It is important to note that the Chinese Buddhist sutras were translated from Sanskrit and written in classical Chinese. While the ancient Sanskrit texts are incomprehensible, the ideographic nature of Chinese characters and the timelessness of classical Chinese have ensured that the Buddhist teachings have been passed on for over 1,000 years, thereby benefiting people throughout history. It remains comprehensible and relevant to us today. This is a perfect example of the use of classical Chinese to preserve innumerable culture and important texts, and impart such wisdom for generations to come. Achieving Total Success in One Lifetime: A Brief Introduction to Pure Land Buddhism. Pure Land Buddhism is one of the 8 major schools of Chinese Mahayana Buddhism. It is called Pure Land because its practitioners focus to reach the land of ultimate bliss of Amitabha Buddha. Pure Land Buddhism was established by Amitabha Buddha, who instills all living beings with wisdom, true benefit, and real merits and virtues. He learned the teachings of the Buddha and wished that all living beings could become a Buddha, thereby ending suffering and achieving ultimate happiness. After this, Amitabha Buddha made 48 vows, and over the course of 5 kalpas, an ancient measure of time meaning eons, he established the land of ultimate bliss with all truth, virtue, and beauty. He called this the land of ultimate bliss because there is no suffering, only happiness. Any person is able to reach the land of ultimate bliss as long as they believe in its existence and the existence of Amitabha Buddha, and is willing to be reborn in the pure land. The most important thing to understand is that in the land of ultimate bliss, which is like a school, we can continue studying. All individuals realize their true nature. Going to the land of ultimate bliss happens while one is alive, as long as we are willing to recite the name of the Amitabha Buddha. In Mandarin Chinese, it would be A-mi-to-fo, A-mi-to-fo, A-mi-to-fo. We can recite it at any time and place, making it most convenient in modern life, when it is often difficult to find a quiet space or time to set aside. Given the stresses of our daily lives, reciting the Buddha's name helps us to maintain pure and good thoughts, effectively replacing thoughts of anger, greed, and ignorance, which are the source of both our physical and mental illness.
Buddha Sakyamuni
predicted that in the Dharma ending age, within 12,000 years of his entering parinirvana, we can only succeed through Pure Land Buddhism. Having the opportunity to come across this special Dharma method today, one should set aside everything else, firmly believe and vow to be born in the land of ultimate bliss, and be sincerely mindful to the lessons of the Buddha. A summary of Venerable Master Qingkong's teachings of Buddhism. Venerable Master Qingkong summarizes the guiding principles of Buddhist practice as sincerity, purity, impartiality, proper understanding, and compassion. Seeing through to the truth, letting go, being at ease, according with conditions, and being mindful of Amitabha Buddha. Those 10 concepts fully encapsulate the Buddha's teachings. This is our true nature, as we are all originally Buddhas in the making. Every moment is teaching us, improving our understanding of how to live, how to walk the path of the Bodhisattva, and how to truthfully recite the Buddha's name. Here, we will find out.